Florida, with three times the population, got the results out election night. So what's taking Arizona and Nevada so long? Well, Arizona doesn't even start counting early votes until election day. They want the drama. They want delayed results. They designed it this way. They start with mail-in ballots, then they count day-of ballots, and then they finally get around to drop-off ballots. Heaven forbid you count everything at the same time. That'd make too much sense. And are they even counting around the clock? Of course not. Poll workers only work from 9 to 5. What's the hurry anyway? It's just an election. And when the poll workers are counting, they're opening up envelopes one by one and challenging signatures that don't match. Hey, Michael, this is Paul over at Maricopa County Polling Station. Can you give us a call back? It's about your signature on your ballot. Hey, Anne Marie, we're going to have to send Paul out a letter. They're just sitting around waiting for people to mail in a new signature. Arizona is like the girl that everybody's ready to go out to dinner and, you know, she hasn't even showered yet. Take your time, honey. The reservation was at 7:30, but you know what? Doesn't matter. We'll go hungry. In Nevada, it's just a free-for-all come election day. They have no structure. Just like Arizona, they start counting all votes on election day, even ones that have been sitting in piles for weeks. But in Nevada, they mix them all together in a pile. The mail-in ballots are mixed in with the days-of votes, which are mixed in with the drop-off ballots. Oh, yeah, and they also give voters another week to fix their signatures, too. So what's going on here? Elections used to be decided on election night. American Idol can handle millions of votes in a commercial break, but it takes Arizona and Nevada a week? None of it makes sense because they don't want the system to make sense. The longer some of these races drag out for, the better it is for Democrats, because they've created a system centered around ballots, not votes. It's not about winning your vote anymore. It's not about persuading you. It's about flooding the state with as many ballots as possible and getting them filled out Democrat. And you'll never guess who's involved in the ballot game. The second gentleman, Kamala's main squeeze. Doug Emhoff is in charge of election security. Is this a joke? The vice president's husband, an entertainment lawyer, is crisscrossing the country under the radar, making sure the right people count the votes? Joe Biden's pal? It's easier to have a ballot strategy than it is to have an inflation strategy, I guess. And it works. Want to know why someone like John Fetterman was able to win? Over 1 million people in Pennsylvania voted early. You get 50 days before an election to get your ballot in. 50 days. So Democrats have a month and a half head start to work their ballots. Over 20% of all ballots in Pennsylvania came in before election day. The Democrats were working their tails off for those 50 days. Were the Republicans? I don't know. Doesn't seem like it. Fetterman hid his condition for months, debated a week before the election, showed he couldn't talk, but by then it didn't matter. Fetterman had banked hundreds of thousands of votes already. Democrats who voted earlier for Fetterman and saw that debate, sorry, it's too late. In Arizona, we're seeing the same thing play out. Katie Hobbs didn't even debate Carrie Lake. She didn't think she had to. She was Secretary of State, and she knew the game better than anyone. Arizona had about 1.5 million early ballots come in. Do you think it was because people couldn't wait to vote for Katie Hobbs, probably the lamest candidate of this election? No. They just flooded Arizona with ballots. Katie, as the Secretary of State, is in charge of running the elections where, you know, there happened to be an ink shortage that blew out 20% of polling machines in Maricopa County on election day. How does the candidate for governor get to be in charge of running the election for governor? Well, because she refused to step down and the liberal media didn't put any pressure on her. The only reason this race is tight is because Carrie Lake is a great candidate. But we didn't see that play out in some of these other races where, you know, we'll be honest, Republicans didn't put out the best candidates. And Florida got its red wave because DeSantis had a great record and a great campaign. And we found out he won that night because they count early and around the clock and knocked out the shenanigans. How do they pump these ballots out there? Well, people have to request them. Or they don't. Our producer at Primetime says he got 6 ballots sent to his old address. And he didn't request a thing. He doesn't even live in the same state anymore. And our other producer has a grandmother who would be 116 years old She's been dead for a while, but she's been getting ballots for the last few election cycles. You can also request ballots online. Can you request ballots for friends and neighbors online? Who's checking? So what do Republicans do? They can't rely on Election Day voting anymore. You got to do something earlier. They have to get in on the early voting game. I mean the early ballot game. Because that's what's going on here.